Oh, hey. All right, y'all. We got a good show coming to you tonight. So we just want you to keep it live right here, and we'll be back right after these messages. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. All right, y'all. Listen, first I got to tell you, you know, first, how y'all doing? How are you doing? All I'm saying tonight is how are you? And welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, y'all. Listen, hey, Rita.
Hey, how are you?
Doing fine. Doing fine. Okay, what you do today? How was your day? What's going on? How you doing? What you do?
Everything good. Just pressing my way. Everything is good. Can't complain. Let me say I can, but I just won't.
I won't.
Trusting right. God in the midst of it all, you know, have no choice, huh?
That's right.
God is good.
God is good. Today was a trying day. Monday was trying.
Monday was no good anyhow. Hi, Tiffany.
Can you hear me? Why is the audio off? Tiffany, do you hear me talking right now?
I can't hear you.
Tiff.
I can now. I didn't hear you a few minutes ago.
Well, your video is off from my video. The video is off. Like, click off and click back on.
Huh?
Welcome back. Welcome back. Okay, Rita, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I can hear you too. All right, back to, let's just start over. How have you been? How was your day?
Today was good.
Today was good.
I'm just pressing away. I hear me twice.
Oh my God. Girl, I can't find no headphones either. Okay, so we're going to try.
I don't know if they can hear me talk.
Hold on, let me see. Girl, this is ridiculous. We must be about to say something that's going to change somebody's life. Because I'm serious, cannot find headphones, and I always know where headphones are. That's crazy. Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can hear me twice, but I can. So. You can hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead. How was your day?
Okay. Like I said, it was good. Just working and pressing my way. Like I said, I can't complain, but I won't, you know? So God is good anyhow. He keeps us covered. We just got to keep pressing in the midst of it. So God is good. I'm good. In the land of the living.
I know that's right. And look, I've had a rough little 3 days, but still going strong in the Lord, you know, challenges, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, but guess what? The closer I get to my anniversary service, when I tell you chaos, I mean, stuff coming from everywhere. Look, this is my first anniversary service as a pastor. It's the first one. And it's been like, it's been chaos. It's just been one attack after the other, but I refuse
October 17th, right?
October 17th.
Yeah, that's my birthday weekend.
But can you hear me in real time, or is it back up?
I think I can hear you in real time.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's just been challenge after challenge. Monday was going good, and then all of a sudden, oh my God! But hey, still, look, really, no. Let me be honest. It started Sunday. God gave me a word that was so rich, and that was so full. And if you were not mature in the gospel, you could not deal with it. But anyway, and then Monday came, and all of a sudden, my Lord, all of a sudden, this happened, that happened, people talking crazy, all kinds of stuff, you know. But I would say, but God, you know, it doesn't matter. We have to understand when God is elevating and taking you to new heights in Him, and He's you know, He's just taking you to new places. The enemy is going, he's going to act a fool. I'm telling you right now. He's going to show up and he's going to try to mess everything up. What's going on, Glory?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Let me mute myself. I still hear it. Okay.
It's on my side, too. Yeah, but but God is so good. And I could say, just like you started the show, Rita, and said, I won't complain. I could. I really, really could. But I won't. And I'm going to tell you something, Rita. I saw somebody else posted it, but they posted, you are enough. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the trial that I'm dealing with off and on is dealing with other people that want to downplay your worth. They want to downplay your worth. They want to put you in a position to feel like, even though they are saying you're something, their actions are different. And it makes me feel like if you're trying to say I'm not intelligent or whatever, but the attack came, it came on my mind, on my spirit, on my joy. But I'm still praising the Lord, because no matter what, I'm going to praise God, you know. And I think that a lot of women are going through stuff that's coming from family members, coming from people that they really love. And to be honest, they have put up with it for a long time. But if you get to a breaking point, you know, and if you don't handle some of this stuff right when you're going through these processes or trials and tribulations, you could explode one day and it could not be good. I'll tell you right now. So it's very, you know, just sharing my testimony. This week has been something else so far. But I know that God, I know my anniversary service is going to be a blessing. I know that's why I'm hitting such hard trials and such, you know, difficult tests. But God is good and he's faithful. So, Glory, what you been up to, girl?
Same. Spiritual warfare. No, for real. Spiritual warfare. I mean, I guess the closer you become with God, the more he reveals to you, I guess that's when you go under attack. I just believe that a lot of believers are under attack in this season, you know, because of everything that's going on around us, and it's pushing us closer to our secret place. Is you know, we're constantly at the war. We're warring against our flesh. So with the attacks, you know, I think it's a part of the growth. It comes along with the elevation, you know, with your walk. You have to go, we can't exempt the attacks, but it's necessary. It's necessary. I tell you, what you're going through, everybody, it's necessary. We have to go through it because God is pruning us and he's shaping us in this season. He's separating the wheat from the tares. He needs to know that you're strong enough to survive. You have enough resources that he's given us to be able to use it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I just feel like in this season, there's so much going on. And God is just preparing those strong people for a purpose. For a purpose. I mean, our nation need us, and we can't be weak. We can't be weak. God can't use weak people in this season. So if you're going through spiritual warfare, if you're going through storms, it's necessary.
I had to unmute this phone on that one. Listen, that is a word. That's a word, because I'm telling you, I had just I had made a couple of posts today, because we don't, sometimes we get blindsided by who the enemy uses. Mm-hmm. You know, the enemy will use anybody. And if the whole house is not in one accord, and not in warfare, or not in prayer, and not ready, because I'm going to tell you something, before you go through a trial, before you go through tribulation, it's always a prophet that warns. It's always, or God, I don't care if God has to use a message through TV, a message. You could be rolling down the street and it's a billboard. It could be anything that God uses that will attract your attention, let you know that something's about to challenge you. But if everybody around you is not in one accord, the enemy is trying to, He wants to attack. He wants to rob you of everything that God has given you. He wants you to turn back, like Lot's wife turned back, right? He wants you to lose focus. He wants you to believe that you're not going to make it. He wants you to believe that you just tripping and you just trying a little business. It ain't real. You know, he wants to. The word of God talks about imagination. And he wants you to believe that what's happening around you is real. But let me tell y'all something about the enemy. My God. The enemy is mad because you have a relationship with God and he can never get that relationship back. He can never enter into heaven. He can never have God's favor. He can never access God. So guess what? He's looking at you saying, look, seeing the favor of God on your life. And he said, I'm going to make sure you don't get it either. And when those attacks come, like I say, if your mind ain't on Jesus, you're not prayed up, you don't have a relationship, you know, you messed up, Jack, guess what? You're going to get off track. You're going to get sidetracked. You're going to be, you know, backsliding. You're going to be doing all kinds of stuff. It's like Gloria said, you gotta, it's warfare time. You know, God is calling his warriors to the forefront. It's time to fight for your families, fight for you, first of all. Let's be real. Because if you ain't prayed up and you ain't strong, I don't care what you call yourself praying for other people. It ain't going to work. You got to get you together. And we are in, let me tell y'all something. This world right now, it's some stuff going to go on that if you ain't strong in the Lord, if you ain't prayed up, if you don't know him for real, I'm not talking about playing. I see a lot of Facebook prophets and Facebook ministers and Facebook pastors, and they look the part and they look like they powerful and all of that. But what if God tell you to walk away from something you thought he put together? What if he tell you, come on, what if God start revealing to you the places where you went wrong and he tell you to fix it right now? Do you have your armor on and are you ready to move when God say move? Are you ready to do what God say do? Because the things he tell you to do, they're not going to be comfortable. Everybody is not going to like it. Come on. And everywhere God send you in your life ain't coming from a person that look like a pastor. It's going to come from somebody that's probably tatted up with tattoos. It's going to come from somebody that you wouldn't think it come from. But we have to be close, like you said. We have to allow God to take us through so we can get closer to him, because what's about to come, if you're not in relationship with him, I'm talking about for real, you ain't going to be able to stand. You ain't going to be able to stand. I'm telling you. It's time to stop playing around. People playing around. This warfare is for real. The enemy attacked my house for real. It ain't no joke. You know, but people around here playing church and everybody want to go to the church with a good choir. But what about your soul? Everybody want to go, oh, we got praise team. Oh, we got this. But what about the word? You need that word, because I'm telling you right now, this stuff that's hidden, that's going through the TV, that's coming out the radio, that's walking down the sidewalk. Listen, if you ain't ready, baby, your mind will be right there with that. Come on. Where are the warriors at? Look, I'm in warfare right now, for real. But get this, and God just dropped this in my spirit. A lot of us fighting for folk that ain't really after God. A lot of us fighting with folk that ain't after God. And a lot of us standing with people that ain't after the heart of God. I'm just gonna be real with you. I mean, come on.
A lot of us are in relationships with people that don't want God, that don't want to be used by God. As a matter of fact, they don't even want to honor God. They don't even care that you worship God. They don't care. Like, we in a season where you got to stand for what you believe in or you going to fall. Like, as for me in my house, I'm going to serve God. And then you got to think about, like, the people that you see on Facebook, all of these different, you know, pastors, whatever title they call themselves, are they really gods? Like, are they really about God? Are these people really chosen? Or are these people just making a lot of noise? Because a lot of people are talking a lot of noise, but they actions are different. They moves are different. They prayer life is, they don't even have one. Like, you really just got to be careful and be wise and have the spirit of discernment to know who you following in these times. Like, who you looking up to, who you grabbing, who you eating from, or who you receiving from, because a lot of people ain't God.
That's so real, because I was going through warfare today, right? And the Lord showed me. He said, my people don't even look like what we think they look like. He said, my people. He said, we get so caught up on the glitz and glamour of what we, the fashion that we have chased after that we call church. He said, but my people don't even look like that. You know, my people, I don't even have the words to put it. The word will come from the one that the people have counted out. You get what I'm saying? The word comes from the one that had the experience. You get what I'm saying? The word comes from the one that I had to tell somebody today, get real. Don't come at me with some kind of psychological babble that y'all have made up with all them systems and realms and stuff. I don't want to hear that. You need to be able to tell somebody how to get through real life stuff with God. Mm-hmm. And stop faking like it's so many women, because this show is geared towards women. It's so many women, and we talked about this before, suffering in silence because of this church fashion. And I'm talking about church women are suffering and going through and being quiet about it because they think that's the godly way. That's not the godly way. It's time to put on your soldier. What were you saying, street? Uh-oh. Soldier rag. Your soldier garment. It's time to put on your boots. It's time to strap up. Come on. Because why are you, like Glory said, and this is real. The people that you trying to get saved can be the very weight that's dragging you straight to hell. I'm trying to tell you, that's getting you off course. You see what I'm saying? You don't recognize who you are in the spirit no more. You done dealt with that so long. They've been dragging you into places that's ungodly. Come on, you done start compromising what you do. You compromising your oh Lord have mercy. Somebody I'm talking to. Somebody I'm talking to, you got to understand that if you ain't strong and you trying to save somebody else and y'all sinking together, that whole ship going down. That whole ship going down. But somebody got to stand up and say, for God I live and for God I die. Come on. Come on. Shirley Caesar had a song way back in the day. She said, if you don't want to praise him, don't hinder me. Get out of my way. Because I'm trying to make it in. I don't have time for you jumping in and out, faking and shaking and playing around and cussing over here and flirting over here and then showing up in a collar at church. No, we're not going to play. We're not going to play like that. It's so many preachers and prophets that won't tell the truth. Tell the truth. That's these true. People are going to hell if you don't tell these people the truth. You have to tell them the truth. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You cannot excuse a sin or justify a sin. If God says it's a sin, period. I don't care if you dress it up. You know what I'm saying? Look, I'm telling you, we're in warfare. And the people of God are not ready. They're not ready because they're too busy trying to be on Instagram, trying to be fly, and trying to do all this stuff, and you ain't prayed up. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. This is apostle. You seeing why I'm an apostle? Because I don't play. Work out your stuff. When you stand before God, you can't say, I ain't praising him because my husband. God ain't trying to hear that. You can't say, I didn't live right because my husband wanted me to do. No, you can't do that. Your husband can't stand up and say, it's that wife you gave me. Adam already tried that, and it didn't work. Time to get our house in order, people of God. Come on. Time. It's time.
Amen. I want to say, we got to remember that the enemy walking to and fro, speaking whom he can devour.
Come on.
And he comes to kill, kill, and destroy. Destroy family, destroy relationships, destroy just anything he can get his hands on. And he does not like unity. Anything that has unity, he coming to destroy it, some type of way of coming in any way he can. So we have to remember, and something that I constantly have to remind myself is that we fight not against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. And so that means he'll come through people, situations, relationships, places, and we have to realize that we fight not against flesh and blood. You know, so often we'll attack or be attacked by people, or, and of course, as our human nature, we respond. But it's a spiritual warfare, and you will die trying to fight a spiritual battle. We can't. He said, we fight not against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, who pulling down the strongholds. So that means, though, we have to remember, and as you were saying earlier, we have to put on the full armor of God to be able to fight those, the spears or those darts that's being thrown at us. And where I was going earlier about we fight not against flesh and blood, and that be anybody, people, mama, sister, brother, uncle, sister, husband, wife, whoever, the enemy, whoever will allow their vessel to be used, the enemy will fight. But we, in our fleshly life, we get caught up with what we see. We look like, oh, my mama, blah, 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 my husband, blah, 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 my, but their spirits allowing, these people allowing their vessels to be used by a spirit. And we have to remember, okay, I fight not against, because we will have high blood pressure, you'll have a stroke, you'll have all kind of stuff trying to fight against a spirit, because our flesh can't fight against spirit. They said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It's not something we can fight in our natural. We have to put the power of God against it. We have to pray against these spirits. We have to sometimes ignore them, because if not, we got to realize we in a spiritual battle. And I'm guilty of it myself, because before you know it, you caught up in it and you just highly upset. But then you realize, normally I realize it after the fact, and I'm like, after I'm like on 105, I'm like, oh Jesus. Then I'm like, oh Lord, forgive me. Because you got to realize we have to be diligent. And, you know, in this war, the Bible tells us we must be diligent. And we must watch and pray, and we also must be sober minded and diligent. We have to be watchful for when the enemy. We have to be, when you're in war, you can't be distracted. You got to be looking. You got to be watchful. Where are you trying to come in at? Okay, I see you. I see you. And when so we have to be watchful. We have to be sober minded. That's why it's so important for us not to be distracted and putting our attention in other things. And so when the enemy come, boom, you get inside, you was blindsided because you weren't watchful. We wasn't being careful as to what we was indulging in and watching the enemy, whether he coming through your children, coming through your husband, coming through your wife, coming through a situation, coming through church. Whatever, we have to be watchful and on the battlefield. We on a battlefield. we living in the earthly world, but we in the spiritual world. We living in a battlefield because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy us.
That's right.
And if we are watchful, before you know it, we on a deep end somewhere. And so I just think it's very important that we got to be sober minded. We can't be under the influence of other things, other spirits, other things. Because if we sober, if we're not sober minded, we won't see it because we distracted. And I just, you know, because like you said, Gloria, everybody's in, we in the spiritual warfare and on way more levels than we know. And if we're not careful, like she said, the seasons that we're about to enter in, the things that's coming on our earth, coming on in the world. Just all types of stuff. And we got to watch and we got to pray. And like you said, some things we got to let go of, some places we got to let go of, some things we got to let go of. Because if not, it's like you ain't going to be ready. You're not going to be ready for what's to come. You know, you can't go with God trying to take you if you got stuff holding you down. God trying to lift you up here, but you got somebody that ain't ready with you. We're gonna miss our season. And I'm at this point right now that it is so important that your assignment and your mission and your purpose has to be so important to you, because it's not their mission, it's not their purpose. But if you miss it because you're trying to hold on to this place, or you're trying to hold on to comfort, or you're trying to hold on to these people, you're gonna miss the assignment, you're gonna miss your purpose, you're gonna miss it, because everybody's not capable of going with you. Everybody don't see the plan that God has given, or the mission or the purpose that's on your life.
And you know, another thing, while you were talking, I heard this, you have to be bold with, let me identify something for people that's listening right now, because what's happening right now is God has us in warfare mode. That's what this show, what's happening right now in this show. And if you're not careful, you will miss this word. So if you're on this video right now, this is God dealing with your house, and it's a warning. You know, it's a warning to go to get your house in order. And I'm not talking about your physical house. I'm talking about this house. I'm talking about this house, because we have relaxed for a long time in Christianity. Christians have relaxed. We have started chilling in the cut and all this kind of stuff. We just started getting so relaxed and compromising, and oh, it don't take all that, and oh, I'm just, you know, that we're weak. The church is weak. It's weak because we have just like when they shut the churches down and everybody's on Facebook. Now the church open, nobody wants to go to church. Nobody, you know, I'm going to watch it on my phone. Oh, I'm going to tune in. I asked somebody today, do you go to church? She said, oh, I go to church on my phone. How do you go to church on your phone? You know, and they don't understand the power that you get, the covering and protection that you get when you assemble yourself. When you assemble yourself, the energy, it says iron sharpens iron. How can you be strong, and how can you be able to identify when the enemy is attacking? Because that's what we're talking about today. If you don't have any wisdom or knowledge that has been poured over into you, if the word has not been imparted into you, oh, I can read the word myself. Yes, you can. But he say, how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach lest he be sent? Those things have to line up in order for you to get the strength that you need. The enemy is not going to come in and say, hey, I'm going to attack you. Hey, I'm about to move you out your house. I'm about to take your transportation. I'm about to attack your kids. The enemy is not gonna tell you that. You have to be prayed up. You have to be prayed up, and you have to be walking. He said, if we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. You have to be walking in the spirit to be able to know spiritual things. Like you say, this ain't a flesh thing. This is a spiritual thing. So how can you understand spiritual things in your mind corner all the time? Your mind is on the TV all the time. Your mind is on movies all the time. Your mind is on sex all the time. Your mind is on, hey, yeah, I said it. Your mind is on when you, the next woman you can get with, the next man you can get with, the next, how can you be a watchman and you sleep? How can you be a watchman and you sleep?
Yep.
Come on. How can you? And pastors ain't praying no more. The church, the doors of the church ain't open no more. Nobody going in the church to pray. You know, then everybody was mad because Trump got in office. There was no spiritual gate to stop him. There was nothing there to stop him. There was nothing there to stop, and not him physically, but the spirit. You have to, you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I just want to say, you just have to make a choice, like whose side you on or what side you want to be on. This being a Christian, I'm not gonna lie and say being a Christian is simple, because it's not simple. It's a constant battle between your natural man, which is your natural physical being, against your nasty flesh. It's a constant war in your spirit between who you live for and what the enemy trying to trick you into being, or trying to deceive you into sin, or trying to get you to be like. It's a constant war. But how do you conquer? How do you continue to be victorious? How do you continuously rebuke, deny, reject on a constant daily basis? How do you constant fight against your flesh? You got to stay prayed up. You got to fill your cup. If your cup is empty, then you ain't got nothing to fight with. The enemy will defeat you every single time. He will knock you out. He will throw blows at you that make you feel like you cannot get up, because you have nothing in your cup. My only advice for people who listening is to go and fill your cup. Separate yourself. Turn off the TV. Shut out the reality TV shows, the movies, the clubbing, the clubhouse blogs, all of these different social media platforms that's got your attention, and go find go seek something greater. Go fill your cup up with some word. You need the word of God in this season. Without the word of God, I don't know if you're gonna make it. People are dying. Friends, family, parents, grandparents, children are dying every moment, every second. Children are getting bold, bringing guns to school. The devil don't care who they kill. It don't care. It could be your child, it could be your baby, it can be your husband, your brother, your cousin, your granny. The devil don't have a set person who he wants to take out. There is no specific being of who the enemy wants to destroy. There is no type of charisma. It don't matter who or what you are. It wants to destroy everybody. Any chance is getting. The devil ain't never sleeping. As a matter of fact, as you sleeping when you should be up praying, the devil is coming in your house, taking your money, taking your children, influencing all different type of things to show, to deceive, and to come and destroy. You gotta be watching. You gotta be watchful. You have to know the difference between what's holy and what's not, what's evil and what's good, what's wise and what's dumb. Like, you just have to discern your spirit. And should I be going here? The devil rise at a certain time every single day. And if you don't have a discernment, if you don't have enough word in you to be able to see spiritual things, then you're gonna be attacked and you're gonna lose. The devil gonna wipe you out. So you gotta be mindful. You gotta be watchful all the time, not just sometime, all the time. The enemy is working to destroy families, marriages, churches, ministries, projects, all anything that you have to push forward, anything that you have that you're working on to build the kingdom of God, to change people's lives. The devil is working to destroy it, you, yourself, your family. It's a bunch of distraction. But the only way you can conquer, the only way you can continue to be victorious, you got to keep your cup filled.
Preach.
Your cup filled. Every day, all day. You got to constantly pray. I don't care. I pray so, I don't even know at any time I'm not praying. As a matter of fact, even in the midst of me, before I even get on the show, I'm praying. I'm always praying because I know how the enemy works. The enemy is after lives, chosen people. If you already in the world, he don't care what you're doing. You already his. It is right. Crazy because you got so many different platforms that have million of followers. They have million of likes and shares, but they're not talking about nothing. They're not talking about nothing. They're not teaching you how to fight when the enemy come and attack your mind. You got so many people dealing with mental health. The enemy is not, you're not dumb. You're not retarded. The enemy is using you, speaking to you, whispering to you all day long. And we wonder why people are dying because of mental issues. It's because of what we see. It's because of what we fill ourselves with. Yo, you got a cup. You got a physical, natural cup, and you got a spiritual cup. If your spiritual cup running empty, your flesh gonna rise up. That's just how it's gonna be. If you ain't filling yourself up a way where you can pour your oil, you can pour, you can be able to rebuke, you can be able to come against, you can be able to cast down what's coming against you, then
you better preach.
I don't know. I don't spend my time focusing on other people's different activities that's going on social media. I stroll and I keep going. I only share things that can build somebody or that can change somebody or somebody can get a breakthrough because I don't have, I can discern what's God's and what's not. You know what I'm saying? I can. Yeah. Oh, yes. I just want to share this with y'all and then I'm done. Okay. I'm talking too much. But yesterday, I got a phone call from my dad's son, my youngest brother. He called us about 16 times yesterday. And I hope somebody listened to this. He called 16 times yesterday. This is my little baby brother, right? He was losing his mind. He was getting ready to kill himself yesterday. He called me and my brother 16 times. Please come. I just want to talk. He didn't say he was going to kill himself. He just kept calling. We didn't know what was going on, but our spirit was quickened. Something in us was quickened. So we knew that it was urgent. I had so much stuff I needed to do, but something said, go. My brother came and got me from the office. We left. We went all the way to on the other side of town to go see what was going on. When we got there, there was a demonic force that has been fighting with him, that's been whispering him and telling him. He told us that the devil told him that he was going to die Thursday. I had no idea that this boy had two guns in his room and he was getting ready to take his life.
Jesus.
So as we sitting there, you see, I don't like to be, I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to push this out. I'm going to push this out.
Go ahead. Come on.
If you're not equipped as a believer to know how to war for your sister or your brother or your friend, then the enemy will take them out.
Oh.
If I had not been in prayer all week, every day, I would have never known what God assignment that I was on. So as I'm going over there and as we arrive, he gets to telling us about these spirits that he's been dealing with. And they telling him that on Thursday, you getting ready to die. This is your last day living. We getting ready to take you out. He's been entertaining these spirits. So y'all people who let y'all children watch these crazy weird cartoon shows, these Dragon Ball Z TV shows, these things have been manifesting and talking to him for a very long time. All these Egyptian gods that y'all like to worship, all these mother gods, these ancestors that y'all say they got power and you can talk to them and they giving y'all all this type of energy. The devil is alive. This enemy is coming to kill you, your children, whoever. If you worship with them, I promise you the joke is on you in the end. This boy told me, he say, I'm tired. I can't sleep at night. I'm having a mental breakdown. His mama was trying to get us to leave out the house because she couldn't understand what was going on. So when we got there, there was a certain type of anointing that was in on us when we got there because he couldn't sit still. This means that something was about to take place. Some type of deliverance was about to get ready to happen. So we got the praying, right? Me and my brother, we got the praying, and he started to fight. This thing that was living in him began to manifest. He started saying that, he started telling us, he started talking all this, some stuff you see on TV, but this stuff is real. Like, this is not some stuff that people think, oh, it's funny, it's joking. No, the devil is real and demons do exist. I don't care what you believe, they exist. I saw it with my own two eyes. You understand? But you cannot be afraid. That's why you got to fill your cup up. So you can't be walking around in fear. So anyway, to make a long story short, we began to pray and he got delivered. You get what I'm saying? When we came in there, you couldn't, we began to, my brother had this thing on his keychain where he poured oil in. And as he began to pour oil in, he started to fight. But that oil, when that oil got on him and that thing began to it started vomiting, like he started to vomit. I ain't trying to scare him, but I just want you guys to know what's really taking place now.
Yes.
Right? What season we in now. You get what I'm saying? And he began to vomit this thing up, this thing that has been speaking to his mind, this thing that's been living with him, sleeping with him, having him doing all type of demonic activities, getting ready to take his life, getting ready to kill him. It already told him, so Thursday was your last day living. Which means that he was sitting there contemplating on what he was going to do because he couldn't handle what the enemy constantly fight him. He didn't have nothing in him to fight against it. As a matter of fact, he believed that in Egyptian, he had so many other gods in his life other than the name of Jesus. So we began to call on the name of Jesus. And when we begin to call on the name of Jesus, this is a testimony. Deliverance began to take place and these demons began to leave him. And all of a sudden, By the end of this deliverance thing that was taking place, this boy was calling on the name of Jesus and he was set free yesterday.
Amen. Amen.
What if I was so caught up in myself, I didn't want to leave what I was doing to go see about my little brother that I could have been burying him in a couple of weeks.
My God.
This is spiritual warfare, y'all, is real. Mental health is real.
Oh, it's real.
I just want y'all to know, you think that you watching these TV shows and that you can all these things just pouring and sitting on you, and eventually it begins to become you, and you start causing yourself doing things that you thought you would never be doing. These things are not to your friend.
Come on.
I'm telling y'all, you better pick a side and choose who you gonna serve, because the devil ain't playing with none of us.
My God.
Wow.
What a powerful, powerful testimony. Oh my God.
It's real.
And you know what? You're right. People are so busy, so self-absorbed, till
it's real.
You know how many lives could be saved just with if people wasn't so busy? Oh, I'm too busy. Oh, I don't want to be listening to you whining on the phone. I'd rather be listening to you on the phone than you dead. You understand what I'm saying? But we don't have time for anything anymore. We don't have time.
You got to be ready in season and out of season.
That's right.
You got to know when it's time for you to war for another person's soul. You just have, it's all about where you are and where you stand and who you living for. It's about who you living for and what God called you to do. Yes, God gave me so many different gifts, but I know it's one thing that he called me to do. It's to preach the gospel.
Hallelujah. Yes.
To preach the gospel, to demonstrate miracle signs and wonders.
Yes.
That's what he called me to do. You know what I'm saying? And he gives me all these other gifts. But other than that, I mean, I don't know what else I want to do. But what pleases me the most is when I see people being healed, when I see people making changes to better themselves, to get closer in a relationship with God. That's the most beautiful thing that I compared to all the stuff that I have accomplished, the only thing that excites me is when I see people come into the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what excites me.
Well, I want to take a moment real quick. The anointing is on you right now, so I want you to request that you pray for Tiffany. She's in the comments. So I would just really love, I want to be obedient to the Spirit of God and ask you to pray for Tiffany. Look at that. Wow. You see that, Rita?
Yeah.
She comes. Are you there? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
we
can
hear you. I can't hear y'all.
Oh my God.
Oh, can't hear us.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear y'all.
Okay. Let's pray. Amen.
Okay. You want me to pray?
Yes.
Okay. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity, for this moment, oh God, for this platform that you have placed before each and every one of us, oh God. We just want to thank you, Lord God, that your word is still true, God, that your miracles are still real, Father, that your change is still making a platform and making manifesting here in this earth, oh God. And as we hear tonight, Lord God, as servants, oh God, we just ask you to cover the people that are watching tonight, even those who are going to watch this video later, Father. We ask you, oh God, that you would touch their lives, oh God, touch their homes, oh God, touch their business, oh God, touch their children, oh God. We come against every demonic activity that's taking place to destroy the minds of your people, Father. We come against every strongholds, oh God, every confusion, oh God, all this chaos, oh God, that the enemy is setting up to, oh God, to tear your people down, Father. We ask you, oh God, that they will pick up, oh God, their cross and follow you, Father. They will come to a place, a mental state of mind, to repent and to call out on you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you right now to forgive us, oh God, if we have not done what you said, oh God, to forgive us, oh God, if we have not spoken things that we should, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, if we let our anger, oh God, get the best of us, Father. Lord God, we need you in these times, oh God. Your people need you all over the earth, oh God. All the women, oh God, men, boys, and girls, Father. We just ask you, oh God, that you will rest on them. Holy Spirit, visit your people, Father.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we come against any residue. We come against any spirit that would try to grab hold, glory to God. Again, we come against the spirit of confusion. We come against any attack of the enemy that may try, glory to God, to interrupt this deliverance tonight, that may try to interrupt this message tonight. And Lord, we just ask that you have your way tonight, glory to God. Lord, for every ear that heard the word tonight, Father God, Lord, we pray that it fell on good ground. Give them a mind to receive, glory to God, the word tonight, the truth tonight, Father God, that they may be delivered, that they may be set free in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray right now over Glory and her ministry, Father God. It is a truly powerful ministry of deliverance, glory to God. And Lord, we just thank you for her walk right now. So we ask, Father God, that you continue to order her step, glory to God. Lord, that you send her into the places that need her ministry, Father God. That you send her into the highways and hedges, glory to God. That people that come into her presence and know that they are there for a divine appointment, glory to God. That she begins, glory to God, to discern, hallelujah, and call out, hallelujah, those demonic spirits, glory to God, hallelujah, and seek life and restoration to those that have been affected. And Lord, we thank you for it right now, hallelujah. And those that are listening, We bind up the spirit of depression. We bind up the spirit of suicide. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those that are about to give it up. And those that are about to jump off the ledge, but they don't have somebody to call. Glory to God. Lord, we ask that we intercede right now on their behalf. Glory to God. And we ask that you go in that room right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go in that room. Hallelujah. Meet them where they sit, stand, or lay. We know that you can. Glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Amen. We thank you for this broadcast tonight. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. And Lord, I want to pray for women right now. I want to pray for women because some of us don't understand how much power we have. Glory to God. We don't understand how powerful it is for a woman to pray. We don't understand how powerful it is for a woman to run her house and to pray. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. So I pray over every woman that's going through right now, whether it be the spirit of confusion, whether it be abuse, whether it be mental anguish, whatever it is, Father God. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you deliver her, Father God, and restore her. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Restore her prayer life. Restore her joy. Restore her peace. Glory to God. Pour your strength into her. Hallelujah. For you say the joy of the Lord is our strength. Lord, we thank you for it right now. That woman that's hurting, that woman that's broken, that woman that's beat down, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Lord, we ask that you just pick up, you heal her heart, glory to God, mend those broken places. And Lord, we thank you for it right now. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Such a powerful show tonight. Ooh. Amen. Rita, do you want to say something? I'm going to mute my mic.
I just want to say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Though it may form, the word of God said it won't prosper. So we got to remain in his word. And just like Glory was saying earlier, about getting in your word, not being distracted. Because the word of God says it's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And if you don't know what's in the word, you can't fight against what's wrong because you don't know what's right. So you got to stay inside the word of God, which is, it gives us instructions. It gives us the tools to fight with. So when we in warfare, we got to remember that the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It will give us instructions. It will give us the tools to fight with. And we must know that no matter what we're going through, what we're facing, no weapon formed against us shall prosper by the grace of God. Amen. So I want to say,
amen. Amen.
Those are the closing remarks.
Look,
because Glory did the thing tonight.
This show tonight, oh my Lord. We need to be sharing this show over and over again. Glory to God. That word was for Wednesday night. That word. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Indeed, that's your ministry, woman of God. That is your ministry, woman of God. Your whole face was on fire. Do you understand? That's your ministry. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Okay, y'all. Okay, so I got a couple of church announcements before we get off. Because, baby, we've been to church, honey. Oh, my Lord.
We need the offering pan. Look.
We need that cash out, Glory. Stop playing. Put that cash out out there.
No. Look. Man.
Listen. Okay. Next week, we have Tessa Allen from Spotlight Radio. She's going to be on here. We're going to be talking with her live next Wednesday, and that's the 13th. On the 20th, we will be talking to Brittany Branch, and that's going to be a powerful. She has such a powerful testimony. Oh, my God. She's going to be on the air with us on the 20th. On the 27th, We have Candace Blanks that's going to be on the air with us. Yeah, we're going to have a good time for the rest of October. So make sure that you tell somebody, you tune in, share the show, go on Facebook, like, share, subscribe. Go on YouTube. Also, make sure that you, we're going to be putting out a link for you to purchase shirts and all that kind of stuff. And what else? Ooh, we got so much, Jesus. Anyway, Glory, what's your closing remark?
I just want to tell everybody, Miss Queenie, Miss Rita, myself, other ones who host this show, y'all can inbox us and we can pray for y'all if y'all ever need prayer. Please, I know that this show is strange, and I'm okay with strange. I'm okay with things that the Holy Spirit just you know operates. Look, don't be afraid to inbox us and get prayer. Like, don't be, if you're going through something, like, we are here to pray. Like, we are here to love you, to nurture you through whatever. Like, that's all I want to say. Like, we just not here just to be on the show and talk. Like, we here to change lives. God has set this up for us to be a purpose in somebody else's life. So please, like, feel free, message us. Like, we real. I'm human. I still bleed.
And before we go, because my phone is trying to die, before we go, I want to say this real quick. 7-Up program is going to be on November the 20th. And guess what? Rita, my God. And Glory. Listen, and I even got one I'm going to speak on, y'all, because I had to jump in there. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have a good time at the 7-Up program at 916 8th Avenue North, Texas City, Texas, 77590. Come on out. We're going to have a good time. We've been sharing the flyer, and we don't want y'all to miss it. We love y'all and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Sorry, I want to. I don't know. I think I shared the flyer, but October 30th, we're doing a homeless feeding again. So if you want to join in, donate actual tangible items, just doing like a fall feeding. So it's just nachos or whatever, and like some candy or something. And we'll be downtown Houston feeding the homeless on October the 30th at 11:30. So if y'all want to volunteer, it's a Saturday.
You know what part of downtown you're gonna be at?
Cummerance and I think Hamilton. That's normally where I go.
That's close to me. Okay.
Yeah, so if you just want to, because normally it normally go really quick, so it's normally about an hour.
Can you text me your number so you can remind me, because I wanna be involved.
And you say it's on what date? Because I missed the second one. I went to one of them, and I missed the next
one. The first one, yeah. It's October 30th.
Okay.
Yeah. Saturday. I ain't doing nothing.
We'll be, but and the thing is, it happens real quick. Most people, they line up, their food will be gone like in 45 minutes to an hour. So,
Glory, on that first one, I'll tell you. That line formed so fast. Wow. And then everybody was just, it was a simple,
I'm really, really want to participate. Please give
it's
me.
It's very purposeful, fulfilling. You know, you doing, it's for me, it's ministry, you know.
Yes.
Going out and being able to help other people that are less fortunate than you are. God blessed you with food, a roof over your head. What better can we be than to go help somebody less fortunate than we are?
Right.
And so just going out there, being able to feed the people and being able to let them know, most importantly, me to let them know is hope. You know, there's still hope. God is concerned about you. So. Yeah. So this one is October the 3rd and the next one is in December. So we'll just get together and make it work.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be okay if I got rolling racks of clothes? Would you be all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because
somebody else Also asked me the same thing. They have shoes and jackets that they want to give away, and we'll just set up a table and they can come get whatever they want or need.
Yeah, I'm gonna just, I got a trailer. I can just roll the racks out, and when they done, run back in and gone off. But but I want to call you together and see how we can do that.
Okay.
Okay, y'all.
All right. Love y'all.
I know that was a lot of information, so play it back, pause it, write it down. Play it, pause it, write it down. We love y'all. Have a good night.